Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. We will get started in just a moment. I am trying this new headset. I want to make sure that you can hear me. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. We're going to get started in just a moment. Praise the Lord. And as we are waiting for those that are on the line, are there any prayer requests this morning? Praise the Lord. Again, are there
good morning.
Any prayer requests this morning? Amen. We're going to go ahead and get started with our prayer time this morning. We're going to ask if Sharon can open us up, if Pat can follow Sharon, and I will do the closeout. Again, we want to thank you for joining us this morning for this time of intercessory prayer. And Sharon, if you can go ahead and open us up.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, O God. Thank you for your goodness, your mercy, your grace, your loving kindness, allowing us, O God, yet once again to be in the land of the living, allowing us, O God, for the ability to walk on this earth and not to be buried under the earth. We thank you, O God, that when you woke us up this morning, you were on our mind. We thank you, O God, that you've given us, O God, the activity of our limbs. Thank you, O God, for allowing us to be clothed in our right mind. We don't take it for granted this morning, but God, we come to give you glory, honor, and praise. We come, God, collectively, God, as a group, as a group of intercessors, to stand in the gap for those, oh God, who cannot pray for themselves, those, oh God, who do not know how to pray for themselves. And so, God, we lend ourselves. We are available to be vessels for you. We ask, oh God, that you would touch our mind, that you would, God, season our words, that you would give us what to pray for this morning. And so, God, first we ask that you would forgive us for any and all unrighteousness, every sin, every thought, every deed, every intention. God, we need you to hear our prayer this morning. So we ask for your forgiveness. We ask, oh God, that you would touch us, that you would cleanse us from all unrighteousness, oh God, that you would open up our eyes so that we can see and know your moving and know, God, your direction, that you would cause our ears to be attentive to your voice and your voice only, oh God, that you would purify our heart and wash our hands of any filthiness, O God. We lend ourselves, O God, to you this morning, and we say this morning, God, let your kingdom come, and God, let your will be done. And God, this morning, as we embark on the seasons of mothers and Mother's Day, O God, we ask, God, that you would have your way. We pray, O God, this for this time of celebration for our mothers, oh God. We don't take it for granted, but we praise you, oh God, for those mothers of the past, of the present, and of the future. For those women, oh God, that you entrusted to raise us, oh God, to teach us and to nurture us. We thank you. We thank you, oh God. And we pray a special prayer for those who may have lost their mother. We ask that you would comfort them at this time. We pray, oh God, for those who have their mother. We ask, oh God, that you would strengthen that relationship. And then, God, we pray for those who are preparing to be a mother, God. We ask that you would enlighten them and teach them, God. Teach them how to train up their children in the way that they should go, so when they get old, they won't depart from it, oh God. We pray for women who have lost their children, who are mothers, oh God. We ask that you would send a special comfort unto them, oh God. We pray for those broken relationships with mothers, oh God, mothers who have been estranged from their children. We pray, oh God, that you would mend the brokenness. Oh God, we are praying this day for women, for relationships, for mothers, oh God, for parents. We're praying, oh God, that you would have your way, that you would move, oh God, during this season, during this time, that you would take the brokenness, oh God, that we have endured over weeks and years, oh God, and mend it back together. We pray, oh God, for those mothers who have abandoned their children, God, that you would reunite them, heal the brokenness, God, restore, revive, renew, God, relationships. God, we are laying relationships this morning at your feet, and God, we need you to see about us. We need you, oh God, to heal. We need you to deliver, oh God. And then, God, we are praying for those mothers who are incarcerated and separated from their children. We ask, oh God, that you would cover the children so that they don't become anger and bitter, and God, that they don't fall into rejection. But God, we ask that you would touch them, oh God. God, we ask that you would touch their heart. Oh, God, we are pleading the blood of Jesus over this generation this morning. And, God, our children, we plead the blood over them this morning, oh, God. And we ask that you would break every chain, every stronghold, and every high thing that may come against the knowledge of your truth, oh, God. We pray, oh, God, and we plead the blood over the institution of marriage this morning, oh, God. Oh, God, we pray that you would cause that mother, that wife, oh, God, to get in alignment with your will and with your word, oh, God. We pray, oh, God, for those mothers who are homeless, oh, God, and they are homeless without their children. But then, God, those mothers that are homeless with their children, we pray, oh, God, that you would supply them with every need, God, that you would bless them, oh, God. We pray for every mother, oh, God, that has become homeless because of addictions, oh, God, or because they were in the VA and the mental illness. God, we pray, God, for a special prayer. We ask, oh God, that you would meet them where they are, that you would find them, God, that you would help them, that you would cause their mind to turn back, oh God, that you would regulate the mind. Oh God, we are praying this morning that you would take, oh God, the very taste of an addiction out of them, oh God, and bring them back to their family, to their home this morning. God, we are praying today for mothers, and we are lifting them up to you. We need you, oh God. We need you this morning. And then, God, we are praying for young single mothers who have lost hope, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you would touch them, those mothers, oh God,
who feel rejected and abandoned because their fathers walked away. Help them, oh God. We pray, oh God, for young single mothers who were not ready to become mothers. God, we ask that you would lead them and guide them and give them strength, oh God. We pray, oh God, and we ask a special prayer for those grandmothers who are raising their grandchildren. God, we ask that you would give them a double portion on this morning of strength. And God, that you would help. And so, God, we lay our mothers, our grandmothers, oh God, aunties, those godmothers, those stepmothers, oh God, we lay them this morning at your feet, and we ask, oh God, that you would touch us and that you would deliver, oh God, that you would meet every need according to your riches and glory. God, some of them just need some comfort. Somebody needs, oh God, to know the way of truth. Somebody, God, needs your hand of protection. Some woman, oh God, needs to know that you are with her. And so, God, this morning we are calling on you, and we're asking you, oh God, that you would teach us how to be mothers, oh God, how to be spiritual mothers, oh God, how to be mentors, how to be mothers in Zion, oh God, how to be godly mothers, how to be godmothers, oh God. We are praying this morning, God, and we need you like never before. Let the blood of Jesus Christ cover us all and keep us, oh God, deliver us, help us, oh God, to be better mothers as we walk in this assignment, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you would give us the wisdom, the knowledge, patience, oh God, even gentleness. God, give us the strength to be a mother on today. And we ask it all in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. And we thank you for it in advance. In Jesus' name we pray.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Father God, we just thank and praise your name, God. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. It all belongs to you. Father God, we pray for those that are lost today, God. Father, we pray in Jesus' name that you would draw, hallelujah, to your son, Jesus Christ, those who do not know him as a Savior. Father, we pray that they will be drawn, hallelujah, to the truth of repentance by faith and by hearing your word, God, hearing the gospel, the truth that come to know that Jesus Christ is their Savior. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we pray, hallelujah, that you will quicken the hearts of those who are dead in sin and sins of transgression. Father, we plead that you will remove the work of Satan in their lives, hallelujah, and open their eyes, oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, oh God, that they could see the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you right now, God, for opening their hearts to the gospel of Christ. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask you to remove anything that would cause them not to hear your word, God. Oh, God, anything that would bring unbelief, God, in a false teaching, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you to open their hearts and their eyes and their ears, God, that they will hear, see, and receive the word of God, the true gospel of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we pray for fathers and mothers today, God. Oh, God, we ask you to draw them to the kingdom of God. Father God, we ask you to draw sisters and brothers, God. Oh, God, grandparents, Lord, to the kingdom of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, lost husband and lost wife, God, we ask you to draw them to the kingdom of God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you right now, God. Oh, God, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you to let them get a thirst and a hunger high. Hey, God, in the name of Jesus, to know you, God.
in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, God. We pray for the saints of God this day, Lord. God, we ask you to let our heart not be troubled over the situation of this world, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we ask you to cover our heart with the blood of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, hallelujah, for being God all by yourself. Oh, God, we thank you for being omnipotent. Hallelujah, all-knowing God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, to draw, God. Oh, God, drug addicts. Hallelujah, to the kingdom of God. Oh, God, even this Mother's Day season, God. Oh, God, that one, that woman, hallelujah, that are wandering on the streets, hiding in empty houses, God. Oh, God, sleeping in any places, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to draw them, God. Bring them home, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to connect them with their family, God. Connect them with the body of Christ, God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, and we thank you, God. We thank you for your love, God. Father God, we look through the hills which cometh our help, and our help come from the Lord who made the heaven and earth, God. We just thank and praise your name, Jesus. We love on you today, God, for being God all by yourself, God. We thank you for what you're doing with our children, God. We thank you, God. Oh, God, for drawing them closer to you, God. Oh, God, we thank you in the name of Jesus for keeping them out of harm's hand today, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we claiming that you direct their path. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just love you, Father. We glorify your name, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Father God, we pray for the elder mothers. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you to bless them, God. Bless them indeed, God. Let it be no one, higher, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, no mother, God. Oh, God, that be unnoticed this weekend. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you to go in the nursing home, Lord. Oh, God, and touch, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, touch every one of the mothers, God. Let them have a visitation, God, from you, God, in the name of Jesus, as well as family, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we actually let it be nothing missing, nothing lacking, and nothing broken in their life, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that the joy bells will ring. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you right now, God. We thank you for mothers all over the world, God. Oh, God, even the stepmother, huh? And God, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, for those mothers, God, that claim children, God, that don't have mothers, Lord. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you and we praise you, God. We lift you up on today, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the men that have to be a mother and a father. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you today, God. Oh, God, we thank you for those big sisters that have to be a mother to the family. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. God, we glorify you. We magnify you. We lift you up, God. Oh, God, we just praise you on today, God. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to go into the hospital, God. Touch, God, those sick people, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, in the rooms, God, we ask you to sterilize, purify, sanctify everything that they come in contact with, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you to go into the jailhouse, in the prison, hallelujah, in the diversion center. Oh, God, and touch, God. Deliver, set the captive free, God, in the majesty name of Jesus Christ. God, we thank you, God. We thank you for being omnipotent. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And it is so, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Shatta. Thank you, God. Yeah, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. As we are preparing to close out this morning, just want to give you a scripture the Lord placed on my heart. Well, actually a thought. And the thought was, he is the God that keeps us through the night. God is the God that will keep you through the night. And so Psalms 42 and verse 7 says, Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy water spots. All thy waves of thy billows are gone over me. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. And so deep, when we consider that word deep, deep, of course, refers to deep places. It refers to the abyss. It refers to the deep waters, deep waters. And so deep waters call unto deep waters at the noise, at the sound of the Lord's water spouts, at the sound of his conduit. Or, and so when we consider a conduit, we know that conduits, we consider sometimes ourselves being conduits of the Lord, is that place wherein sometimes power can transfer through. And so we become the Lord's conduits. We become that place where he can release a surge of power so God can activate our voice in the earth realm to pray, to declare, to speak, to be vessels that he can use as instruments to work miracles in the earth. And so deep calleth unto deep at the sound of your water spouts, as the, at the sound of those that you position and that you use to stir up atmospheres, to speak into the atmosphere, to declare things in the earth, to speak to those who may be going through things, even those who may even be on this line this morning. Those of you, you may not have the voice right now to share as we are sharing so that everyone can hear, but even in your place, in your space, God can use you as a water spout to release the sound that can break up some things in the atmosphere, that can bring about change and deliverance in somebody's life. So at the north of thy water spout, all thy waves, and that waves is so awesome because it means breaking. It's the breaking wave. It's the billow wave. And so the deep calls unto deep. So the deep, the depth of who we are, the spirit, the water that's on the inside of us as conduits at the sound of his voice, at the noise that he gives to us to create in the earth. We speak to deep places. We speak to, my God, Ekomansia. We speak to Ekoradabohoshe. God give us the authority and the power to speak to places in the abyss, to speak to the dark places, to speak to the things that the enemy may assign to come against us at the sound, at the noise of the water spouts, as those conduits, as those that God will release at the noise of the water spouts, all thy waves, which are, again, are the breaking waves, the billow waves. God can use us to release that breaking wave, that breaking sound against those deep places that come against our lives and against the lives of those that he would assign us to pray for. And it says, yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime and in the night. In the night is the time of adversity. It's the time of, it's the time when most of us are asleep. And so we're not conscious and aware of things that are happening. God is the God that will keep you through the time when you are unconscious and unaware. When the enemy tries to bring adversity in your life, when the enemy tries to come against you, the Bible says when the enemy comes in like a when the enemy comes in like a way that the Lord, the spirit of the Lord shall raise up a standard against him. And so when he comes in like a rushing wave, when he comes in heavy, when he comes in as strong as he can, the spirit of the Lord raises up a standard, which is a place of defense. As far as he can go, he raises up a boundary. You can come no further. And so when you are dealing with the nighttime, when you're dealing with adversities, when you're dealing with the gloomy times, when you're dealing with things that you cannot see because you are asleep, because you're not in that place of consciousness where you are aware, but you're really in a place of rest. When you should be resting, sometimes the enemy comes in those moments when you should be resting. But God is the God that will keep you through the night. He will watch over you when sometimes we are in seasons and we're in stages and places of our lives that we did not plan to be on. It's a night season. It's a place of adversity.
God is the God who would keep you in the night. And it says, though, in the night, his song shall be with me. So he's keeping me with the song. His song shall be with me. And it's the song of the Levite. It's a musical song. And sometimes when you are in your night season, the Lord will give you a song. He'll give you a song that will carry you through the night. He'll give you a sound that will be with you. He will give you something that will take you through the night. And my prayer, which is my intercession unto the God of my life. So even in that time, you understand that when you're in your night season, that intercession is so important, that you keep yourself in its place and in a state of intercession. But then in Psalms 91, regarding the night, the scripture says that, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night. So even when night tries to bring fear, when you are in places, and that word fearful also means to be astonished, to be in awe. Sometimes things can happen where you literally almost get stuck. You are amazed by what has happened, that it takes you a moment to shake through. God says we're not supposed to be afraid. We're not supposed to be in awe of the terror, the dreadful thing sometimes that tries to come against us, the thing that tries to come to bring great fear at night, in the time of adversity, in the time when you were asleep, in the time when you are not in a conscious and aware state, but you're in a state of rest, and you should be resting. Don't be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flieth by day. God did not give us a spirit of fear. And that is why it's so important when you are in your night seasons, and even in Psalms 42, when it talks about intercession, having someone who is aligned to pray with you during those times. But also note, not everybody can pray for you. Not everybody can handle where you are. Not everybody can handle what you are dealing with. Sometimes people can misinterpret your season. People can misunderstand where you are. So you have to be careful even in who you choose to intercede for you, because you don't know where their mind is. Their interpretation of your season can be off. Their interpretation of who you are can be off. And so you even have to be led by God to know who to ask to intercede for you when you are in your night season, because they have to be people who are skilled. They have to be those who are conduits, those who God can release a sound, a billow wave, a breaking sound through them that can break up whatever you are dealing with, whatever adversity that is in your life. Because again, when you are in your night season, everything is strategic, because you're dealing with things that you really cannot see. That's one of the issues and the concerns of night is our inability to see. We can't see what's happening in the night. We don't know what's going on in the night. Hallelujah. And the first thing we look for in the night is light. If it's too dark, if you're waking up in the middle of the night, the first thing you're trying to put your hand on is some light, because you need to be able to see, to assess, so that you won't trip over something, so that you won't hurt yourself. You need the light in the nighttime to keep you from hurting yourself. And that's why the right voices, the right intercessors, the right people who are assigned to pray become like your light in your night, so that you won't get hurt while you're moving through that night season. Because you've got to move out of it. You've got to come out of the night. You've got to come out of the place of adversity. And so you need that light to bring you out. And so again, so my prayer this morning is that God will assign those who are skilled enough to be the light in the nighttime, that God will assign those who are anointed enough to be the light in the nighttime, that will not get in the night and come into agreement with the night. They will not get in to come into agreement when sickness is coming against your body and speak the same doom and gloom. They will not get into alignment with issues in your marriage and still speak the same doom and gloom, but they shall be the light, and they will have answers and sounds of intercession. They will have breaking sounds that will break you out of the night, that will guide you through the night time. And so counsel in your night season is important. Not everyone should counsel you when you are in the night. Not everyone should speak into your life when you are in the night, because not everybody can handle your night season. season. Not everybody can navigate you through the night. But God is the one who will keep you through the night. God will keep you through the night. Oh my God, I feel God in this. I feel God. I feel the releasing of God's spirit and anointing. That chains might break, that yokes might be destroyed, that you might understand that you are destined to survive the night. If we can just take a moment right now and just begin to worship the Lord, because God is breaking up all the ground. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, hallelujah, for letting your angels come around
us. Thank
you, hallelujah. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to your name,
Jesus. When I can't see for myself, Lord, I thank you for guidance. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, thank you for direction. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, my in the name of
thank
Jesus.
You, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord, Abashata. Yes, Lord, Abashata, Masata, Masata. Yeah, God, how are you, Abashata? Oh, thank you, dear God. Oh, yeah, God. Yes, Lord, oh, Masata. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, 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 Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hi. Oh, Masata, Masata. Glory to your name, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hi, Masata. Thank you, Lord. Hey, Masata, Basata. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And to you, God. Thank
you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Oh, God. Hi, Basikoro Masata. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Clear the airway, God, in the name of Jesus. Clear the airway, in the name of Jesus.
Yeah, God, I give your name the glory. I give your name the honor. I give your name the praise tonight. God, for being the God. God, you are God alone, and besides you, there is no other God. God, you're the God that brings us through and that brings us out. And so, Father, even in this season of our life, oh God, even as we encounter night seasons, God, even though, God, no matter where we find ourselves walking in this season, Father, I thank you, God, that you've assigned the angels, oh God, God, that would keep us, oh God, lest we dash our foot against a stone. And so, Father, I thank you for the voice of the Lord that is breaking forth out of heaven. God, and that you, oh God, are speaking over us even in this hour, God. God, I thank you, oh God, that even as we are on this journey, God, even as we are plowing through and pushing through this season of our life, God, that you are our helper. God, that you are our way maker. God, that you are the one, oh God, that would bring us through. And Father, even as you have chosen us, oh God, to be the voice of intercession, God, those that you have assigned, oh God, to be intercessors, oh God, through the season, oh God, that others may be experiencing. Father, I think that you would give your intercessors sound counsel, God, that you would give them wisdom, that you would give them insight, God, that they would have the tongue of the learned, that they might speak a word in due season. Father, I pray against every foreign spirit, God, against everything that's not like you. Everything, God, that tries to position itself, oh God, in our midst today, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we come against every mindset of the enemy today. And I pray for the mind this morning, God, that the minds are subject to God, Father. I come against, oh God, every spirit, God, that tries to block our intercession. I got every blocking demon this morning. I got that tries to block your people. I got that they might not be able to push through, but Father, I thank you. I got that they would navigate through the night. I thank you, God, that you will water every dry place. God, I bless your name today. I bless you, God, for victory, Jesus. I bless you for the victory that you have given to us. I bless you, God. God, that we are pressing through and coming out, oh God, on the other side. I thank you, God. I decree and I declare, victory even in this. I decree and I declare, oh God, God, that you have given us grace and strength for the journey. God, and that we, God, have pressed through to the other side. God, that we are on the other side of this. Yes, Lord, emando shatando randa bahase ya. Ekomantiando shatamantianda la bahase. I got it. We just praise you for it, God, because we understand. We understand, God, that our enemy knows. I got that no weapon that's been formed against us shall be able to prosper. And Father, I thank you that you've given victory to your people. Ekomantia. Ay, emando shatande mantia. Ay, emando shekoda lebe shekoda la bahasando shama. God, I thank you that we can't be stopped. God, I thank you. God, it doesn't matter what spirit comes to hinder. Ah, God, I thank you that your people cannot be stopped. Ah, God, Emando Hoshama. Ah, God, Emando Chatamancia. Ah, God, but we're reminded of the word of the Lord. Emando Hoshama. Ah, God, that if this word be of God, Emando Hoshama, you won't be able to overthrow it. Ecomancia. I thank you this morning, God, that if this work be of you, God, Emando Shama, if this calling that is on our life be of you, God, that's not a demonic force that'll be able to overthrow it. God, Emando Shama, Mama, Ecomance, God, if we're called of you, Ecomance, Namante, God, Emando Shama, oh God, the billows may roll and breakers may dash, Ecomance, God, I thank you. You are the God that keeps us through the night. You are the God that brings us out. You're the God that gives us a song. And I thank you today that you put a song in our heart. I, God, thank you for the song. Thank you for the words. I, God, thank you for what you give to us. I thank you, God. Emando Shama. Ay, Emando Shikoda Labahasi. Ey, Yandelaman Shiando Shataman Sekoda Labahasi Ando Shama. Ekoman Shianda Bahas Sekoda Labahas Ando. Oh, God, yes. Ekoma Maman Shia. Ey, glory. Atando Shatamaha. Ey, Yandanabasi Ando Shatande Lamante. Oh, yes, Lord. Emando Shataman Shianda Manche Koda Labahasi. Ey, Yandanaman Shiando Hoshaba. Oh God, eh shataman shiando hukoma. Eh God, emando shataman shianda nanaman shiando hoshe. Oh God, yes, ekoman shianda baha shiando hoshe. Ekoman shianda baha sando shama. Oh God, shataman shianda baha sando hosha. Oh, ka esha tamansi ando hushama, mando hushama. I thank you, Lord, that you are with us. Eko mansi ando hushama. Mighty is our God. Esha tamansi ando hushi. Mighty is the Lord. Eko mansi ando hushama. Hayamansi. He is the King of glory, strong and mighty in the battle. Eko mansi ando hushama. Oh, God is shatando shatande la bahase kebosha. He is your God, Emando Hoshama. He is your rear God, Emando Hoshama. He is the one that fastens you to purpose, Ekomantia. He is the one, Ekomantiando Hoshama, that has declared you victorious. He is the one that gives you a way of an escape, Ekomantia. Ah, Emando Shatando Shatamamamantia. Oh, Ka Ekomamantia. Oh, Ka Eshatando. Oh, God, we give your name the glory for it even now. We bless you for it even now. We bless you. We bless you, oh, God, yes, Lord. We bless you for victory. We bless you for insight. We bless you for wisdom. We bless you for knowledge. Yes, Lord. We just began, Lord God, to speak into the atmosphere. We thank you, God, for favor that is assigned to our life. We thank you, God, for every breakthrough. I, God, that you have given to us, everyone that's on the sound, under the sound of my voice. I thank you, oh God, that every trap is broken. I thank you, God, that you have canceled every lie. I thank you, oh God, that you have canceled, God, every hindering thought. I thank you, God, that you have canceled the assignment of the enemy against us. I thank you, oh God, that you have canceled, God, every lying spirit that comes against us. I thank you, God, that you have canceled every prayer, God, that came to bind us. I thank you, oh God, Emando Hoshatamansianda. I thank you, God, that you have canceled every incantation. I thank you, God. I thank you that you have broken every spell. I thank you that this veil has been broken. I thank you, I thank you, oh God, that every opposition, every opposing force that comes against who we are, that comes against our mandate, that comes against our assignment, I thank you on this morning, I God, that you have broken it down. I thank you for the release in the spirit. I thank you for the release in the Holy Ghost. I thank you, oh God, I God, that you have stretched out your hand towards us to protect us. I thank you that we are prevailing priests. I thank you that a spirit of defeat is not assigned to us. I thank you that we curse the spirit of defeat. I thank you that we turn back defeat in the name of Jesus. I thank you that defeat is not my portion. I thank you that you break every coward spirit. I thank you, God, I thank you that you break the lame and crippled and halting spirit. Glory. God, I thank you that you are with us. I thank you, oh God, that when you are with us, oh God, that you make those giants be food for us. Every giant in the land is food for us. I thank you, oh God, that we don't fear the giants. I thank you, God, that you give us the spirit to go over it, to the land and to possess it. I thank you, God, that we are possessors of the promise. I thank you, God, that we are victorious in this season. I thank you, oh God, that you're the God that breaks the spirit of the weighty oppressor. I thank you that every weight of oppression is broken. Oh God, saints, I need you just to begin to declare some things in the air over you. Charge the atmosphere over your head. That you just begin to speak to it. Just begin to declare favor. Just begin to declare that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Just begin to declare every tongue that tries to rise against you, it's already been condemned. God, just break every word curse that's been spoken over your spirit. We break the word curse. We break the lie. We break the word that comes to limit what we can do in the kingdom. We break that word now. God, by the authority of the Holy Ghost. Father, I thank you that deep is calling unto deep. God, that you're calling us to discern the deep places that have gone out against us. God, as you called us to walk in the deep waters today, God, that we shall not walk in it in fear. God, for the sound of your voice, God, shall break waves and billows. The sound of the voice of God that comes forth out of us. Yes, Lord. Oh, God, I thank you that we're not victims to any situation. We're not victims to anything that comes out against us. I don't know about you, but I declare every time I shall not be a victim of my circumstance. I will not be a victim of anything that I experience. I might go through it, but I will not be victimized by it. I will not become a victim of my circumstance. Hallelujah. Ah, glory. You got to declare it over yourself that you shall never be a victim of what you experience, that you shall never be a victim of whatever you go through. I might go through it, but I go through it as a victor. I go through it because I'm wrapped up in his grace. I'm wrapped up in his anointing. Hallelujah. He preserves me. He keeps me through the night. He keeps me through adversity. He keeps me through trial and test. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I am on Shianda Bahasi. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Come on and give him some glory, saints. Thank you, Lord. Go ahead and unmute your phone and just begin to give God some glory. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name,
thank you, Lord.
God. You're worthy. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless your name,
hallelujah.
Oh God.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Your name, God. Bless your name. You're worthy, God. You're
Jesus.
Worthy. You're worthy of glory. You're worthy of honor. You're
hallelujah.
Worthy of praise. Hallelujah. Bless your name today, God. Hallelujah, God.
Jesus.
I bless your name. I bless your name.
Thank you,
God.
Jesus.
Worthy. Worthy. Hallelujah, God. Oh, God, you're worthy.
Thank you, God.
God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God. Hallelujah. Awesome,
yes, Lord.
God. Hallelujah. One
God.
Hallelujah.
Everything
you marvelous. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Appreciate
you, God.
Hallelujah.
We appreciate
you, God. Yes, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, we bless his name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
That we are not victims of our circumstance.
Thank
you, Lord.
Oh, God, thank you.
No adversity, no trial, no test, no storm, nothing that we've seen or anything that we will see. Eko Mati, what we become subject to is. Eko Nalabaha Sando Shatama. Hallelujah, but we'll speak to every situation.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
My God. Eko Mati.
Jesus.
God causes us to be courageous and to be bold as a lion.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
As a matter of fact, he made us that way. He put boldness in us. When the enemy wants us to go down, it doesn't work. Because God is our Ebenezer. He has been our help. God is your helper.
Hallelujah.
He's the God that rescues, delivers. Hallelujah. Ekomanti. And that's why it's so important that we speak into our atmosphere and we speak the blessings of the Lord that make it rich and add no sorrow over us. We bless God. We speak God's favor over us. We speak the joy of the Lord that is complete and full on the inside of us. We speak carry his revelation, that we carry his truth, and we shall declare it in the ears of those that he has assigned to our life, that we would speak faith into them, that we would speak assurance, that the enemy would never be able to muzzle our mouth. We come against every trick of the enemy that dares to muzzle us. God, it doesn't matter what weapon he comes up with to try to muzzle us, to try to prevent us from doing that which we have been assigned to do. I decree and I declare we shall do all that God has given to our hands to do, and we shall push forward. I thank you, God, that there shall be a break forth and a release in this hour. I bless him for the breakout. I bless him for the breaking forth. I bless him. I bless him for the dunamis release of his power. I thank him for his Shekinah glory. I thank him that his glory, the glory of the Lord has been released. God's manifested presence. Oh, my God. God has released his presence upon our life. And there is nothing that will be able to stop what God is doing. I bless God for the mandate. I thank him for the mantle that he has given to us. I thank him that he always affirms the work and the assignment by the release of his Spirit, by the outpour of his anointing has destroyed the yoke. His anointing makes the difference. He is anointing us for a particular assignment. I thank you for your anointing today. I thank you that your anointing gives us clarity. I thank you. I got there is such a strong anointing that has been released in this hour. There is something about the Spirit of God. It bypasses everything. It bypasses your emotions. It bypasses whatever is in the air that tries to block it. It bypasses blocking demons. It bypasses blocking thoughts. When there is a strong anointing that has been released. Oh, God. It supersedes whatever is in the air. And the release is experienced in the spirit. The spirit man is made free. Oh, God, and so I bless you. Oh, God, Eshatamantia. Oh, God, Eshama. Thank you, God, Eshatamantia Nabahati. My God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
I thank you. And I bless him.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. And it is so.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. My Lord. And we bless him for today, for his supernatural strength and his supernatural power that will advance us.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord. Yes. Yes, Lord. Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. My God, have mercy. Thank you, Lord. Well, we bless him this morning for this time of intercessory prayer. I thank God for what he is doing in your life. I pray that your weekend is going to be blessed. For every mother that is on the line, I pray that you have a blessed Mother's Day and know that God is with you. God is walking through with you. God has got you covered. And God causes us to be victorious. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Never defeated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God will prove himself. Hallelujah, that he is indeed with you. God will show himself in the midst of every test. Hallelujah. So we bless him for it. We thank him for his hand that is on your life. So go and have a great day. Go in peace. The Lord be with you.
And also
with you.
And also Amen. With you.
Amen. Amen. This ends our calls for today. God bless you.
Bless you.
God bless you.